Staffing levels for some of the local paramedic services workforce are back at pre-pandemic levels. Cochrane District Paramedic Services, CDPS, now has a part-time roster of 35 staff members. It's also recently expanded its emergency response team, ERT, by adding 6 new positions. I've brought up reports on hiring in the past and the staffing crunch that we're on, and I'm happy to say that our part-time staffing roster's back to pre-COVID numbers, which is very good news, said Director of Health Jean Carrier at the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board, CDSSAB, meeting on Thursday, July 11. We are the only paramedic service in Northern Ontario that has been able to achieve this. Carrier said the resurgence in staffing is critical for expanding CDPS's operations, especially in community paramedicine. He said CDPS continues to recruit paramedics to meet the growing demands of the region. Related, 15 paramedics, urgently, needed to meet demand in region. With an emphasis on encouraging local students to pursue paramedic training, Carrier said efforts are also being made to increase the number of bilingual medics, focusing on recruiting French-speaking candidates. At the meeting, Carrier said they've expanded their ERT to the Highway 11 corridor. This is to support any operations to do with the police in the area, search and rescue, and supporting those needs. So they've received additional training and equipment to be able to support the OPP in the area, he said. The specialized division now includes 4 new paramedics from the Highway 11 corridor. The new team members have undergone an intensive 2-week training program with the Timmins Police ERT, covering critical skills such as containment and search and rescue operations, Carrier said. The training has already proven valuable as the team has successfully responded to various high-risk situations, including incidents involving barricaded suspects, drug warrants, active shooter scenarios, and office-related injuries. There are also plans to enhance community paramedicine services by introducing additional clinics, testing facilities and increased staffing in Kapuskasing and along Highway 11, Carrier said. One of CDPS's older ambulances is currently being repurposed into a mobile clinic and diagnostic vehicle for the program. Collaborations with Community Paramedicine and Long-Term Care, CPLTC, are underway to extend testing operations to nursing homes. These initiatives aim to improve patient outcomes and reduce emergency room visits by providing timely and effective community-based healthcare services, Carrier's report reads. Jeff Fletcher, the current commander for the CP program, is set to retire at the end of the year. As of last month, Carrier said Chantal Riva has taken over as the new lead for the program. We've taken the opportunity to get Jeff to work on some outreach initiatives and programs for paramedics working with our homeless population, as well as with addictions and mental health, Carrier said. So he's developing that leading to his retirement, and Chantal is successfully transitioning into her role in CP. Carrier said the CP program at CDPS continues to operate at full capacity by delivering essential in-home care, clinic services, discharge planning and diagnostic testing.